We're visiting with Dawn Caldwell from Edgar, Nebraska, who is one of the Common Ground volunteers in Nebraska. And Dawn, we're here watching the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Association Food Dialogue event here today. And just wondering what your thoughts are. It seems like a lot of good discussion going on.
There is a lot of good discussion. And the thing I'm most thankful for, I guess, is that they're allowing the audience to ask the hard questions, and the panelists are addressing them, and they're addressing them very honestly. Much like what we try to do in our Common Ground sessions, we try to get in front of audiences, which is, you know, moms, grocery shoppers, whoever it may be, consumers, and just be honest about what we do on our farms and let them know how genuine we are about raising a safe food supply.
Yeah, and I was thinking as we were watching this, probably some of the same questions that you get in some of the work you're doing.
Some of the questions are very similar, and I just blogged this week, in fact, about GMOs. And almost every session I've done, that's the one common thread that comes up. And I never thought that much about it, I guess, because I really like putting less chemicals on the ground as a farmer. However, people have some misconception, some ugly picture in their mind about what a trait may be. And in my research to explain it well, you know, we've had GMOs around for over 10,000 years now. And as we learned today on USFRA's panel, corn didn't even used to exist. And so in and of itself is a GMO just from even coming into existence and now being a common crop. So a lot of questions to be answered, a lot of educating to be done, and the panelists have different views, obviously, on how we go about all of this, but definitely a common goal.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of these types of efforts going on now with Common Ground, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, a lot of ag organizations, of course, with their own outreach efforts going on. Are we making a difference here?
I hope we are. You know, and the thing that seems to happen a lot is we reach the safe audience, if you will, our fellow farmers and ranchers, fellow ag enthusiasts. We try to delve out more into the consumer average, you know, non-farming population, and so we hope that we're reaching those people. And I'm proud of farmers for standing up. It's not a farmer's nature to go out and tell his story or show his farm, and so finally we're doing that, and hopefully more and more, and the more we stay at it, the more people we reach to get the truth out there.